We are continuing our teaching series, Built Together, Why the Church Still Matters. In this series, we've been looking at God's design for the church and why Christian community still matters today. In week one, we learned that we are one body with many parts. God places each believer in the body of Christ with purpose. Every part matters.
In week two, we learned why Christian community is essential. Faith was never meant to be lived alone. God strengthens us through relationships and shared life.
And then in week three, we focused on bearing one another's burdens. We learned that fellowship and accountability are part of loving one another, and that we were never meant to carry life alone.
Today, in week four, we are talking about growing together in faith. This is about discipleship and community. It is about spiritual growth in Christ that happens over time as we follow Jesus with others.
Before we go any further, if these teachings have encouraged you, we invite you to subscribe so you can stay connected to weekly Bible teaching and encouragement.
Our primary scripture today is Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7, which says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." This passage still calls believers to continue living our lives in Christ, being rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith, and overflowing with gratitude today. We will return to these ideals throughout the teaching.
Spiritual growth in Christ is intentional. It does not happen by accident. When we first come to Jesus, we receive new life. We're forgiven. We're made new. But spiritual maturity is a process. Growth takes time. Growth requires direction. And growth requires healthy habits. Colossians 2, 6, and 7 describes growth in clear language. It speaks of being rooted, built up, strengthened, and established. Roots do not form overnight. A strong structure is not built in one day. Strength develops through repeated practice. Now, many believers want spiritual growth, but we assume it will happen automatically. We may think that attending church occasionally will be enough. We may think that inspiration alone will carry us, but inspiration is not the same as formation.
Growth in Christ happens when we choose practices and habits that keep us close to Jesus. This includes reading scripture regularly, preferably daily. It includes prayer that is honest and consistent. It includes worship, repentance, and obedience in small things. It also includes serving others. Growth in Christ happens when we continually study God's word and apply it to daily life. Intentional growth also means we pay attention to what shapes us. Many voices compete for our attention. Many habits can weaken us over time. If we fill our minds with constant fear, anger, or distraction, our spiritual health will be affected. If we neglect God's word and prayer, our faith can become fragile. So we choose intentional steps. We choose to be rooted in Christ and to build our lives on truth. We choose to live our faith, not just talk about faith. Intentional growth is not about perfection. It is about direction and consistently turning toward Jesus.
Think about physical strength. If someone says they want to get stronger, they need a plan. They need repeated practice, and they need time. One workout does not change a life. A pattern of training does. Spiritual growth is similar. One sermon can encourage us, but a pattern of discipleship transforms us. This week, we can choose one simple practice that strengthens our spiritual roots. We can read one chapter of scripture each day. We can pray for 5 minutes each morning. We can write down one truth from God's word and revisit it during the day. small practices done consistently produce deep growth over time. Now, as we take intentional steps, we quickly realize something important. Growth is difficult to sustain alone. Mm-hmm. We need others. And that leads us to our next point. Discipleship grows best in community.
Before we get to the next point, we would like to ask you a question, and please answer in the comments. What is one spiritual habit that helps you stay rooted in Christ? And what is one habit that you need to strengthen? Mm. Answer those questions in the comments below. Discipleship grows best in community. Discipleship means learning to follow Jesus in every part of life. It is learning his ways. It is practicing obedience. It is becoming more like him in character and action. And it is replicating ourselves by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with others, inviting them to be a part of the body of Christ and the family of God. While personal devotion matters, discipleship is not meant to be private or isolated. The church is one of God's primary tools for shaping his people. God uses relationships to form us.
Community helps discipleship because it gives us examples. We see faith modeled and we see humility in action. We see perseverance during hardship, and we learn from others who have walked with Jesus longer than we have. Community also helps discipleship because it offers encouragement. When we are tired, others lift us up. When we're discouraged, others remind us of truth. And when we doubt, others help us remember God's faithfulness. Community helps discipleship because it brings correction and protection. Mm-hmm. Loving accountability helps us stay aligned with Christ. When we drift, others can gently call us back. And when we are tempted, others can pray with us and help us choose wisely. Community also helps discipleship because it calls us into service. Faith grows when we practice love, being the hands and feet of Christ. Serving others stretches us. It moves us from knowledge to obedience. It helps us mature.
Amen.
Discipleship and community also keeps us from a shallow faith. Mm-hmm. When faith is only private, it can become inconsistent. And when faith is shared, it becomes reinforced. Mm-hmm. We learn to persevere and to forgive. We learn to love people who are different from us. These are all parts of becoming more like Jesus.
Think about learning a skill. If someone tries to learn alone, they may quit when it gets hard. But when they learn with others, encouragement increases. Mm-hmm. Guidance is available. Progress is visible. Discipleship works the same way. We grow when we learn together. This week, we can take one step toward discipleship in community. We can join a small group or a cell site. We can invite someone to meet for prayer. We can ask someone we respect spiritually to speak into our lives. And we can choose to show up consistently, not only when we feel like it. We can also look for someone that we can encourage. Discipleship is not only about receiving, it is also about giving. We can send a message to someone who is new to the faith. We can invite them to read scripture with us. We can check in and pray with them. As we practice discipleship in community, we discover another truth. Growth is not only about personal maturity. Growth is meant to overflow. Mm. Spiritual growth in Christ is meant to produce love and fruit that others can see. That leads us to our next point, producing fruit that strengthens the church.
In the comments, share one word that describes what has helped you grow spiritually in Christ. Your response may encourage someone else. Growing together produces fruit that strengthens the church. God does not grow us only for our own benefit. He grows us so we can build up others. Mm-hmm. Spiritual growth in Christ is meant to overflow into love, service, and unity. When believers grow, the church becomes healthier. The body of Christ becomes stronger. Relationships become more forgiving and patient. Worship becomes deeper. Service becomes more joyful. And mission becomes clearer. We draw closer to God. When we grow together, we also become more stable. A mature community is harder to divide. A mature community is quicker to repent and slower to assume the worst. A mature community is quicker to love one another and others in general.
Growing together also helps the church reach others. People can sense when a community is healthy. They can sense when the love is real, and they can sense when care is sincere. A growing church family becomes a visible witness of Jesus. This growth does not happen through programs. It happens through people practicing honest faith together. It happens through prayer and studying scripture. Mm-hmm. It happens through serving and bearing one another's burdens. It happens through accountability and staying connected. That is why the church still matters. This is not an optional extra for Christians. Christian community is one of God's primary ways of shaping us into the image of Christ.
Picture a garden. Healthy plants do not keep life to themselves. Healthy plants grow and produce fruit. That fruit feeds others. The garden becomes a blessing. In the same way, spiritual growth produces fruit that strengthens others. This week, we can ask a simple question. What fruit does God want to grow in us that will bless someone else? Maybe God wants to grow patience in us so we can serve someone who is difficult. Maybe God wants to grow courage in us so we can encourage someone who is fearful. Maybe God wants to grow humility in us so we can ask forgiveness and restore peace. Maybe God wants to grow generosity in us so we can meet a practical need.
We can also choose one act of service or help someone who is overwhelmed. We can invite someone into fellowship or pray with someone who is struggling. We can choose to be a steady present. When we do this, the church becomes stronger, our community becomes healthier, our witness becomes clearer, our faith becomes more resilient.
So where do you see God growing you right now? And who is being strengthened by that growth? Share in the comments below. This week, take one intentional step toward spiritual growth in Christ. And take one intentional step toward growing with others. Choose one spiritual practice or habit to strengthen your roots. Choose one relationship to strengthen your discipleship. And choose one act of service that blesses someone else. Growth does not need to be complicated. It needs to be consistent.
Amen. As we close, we want to remember what this series has shown us. In week one, we learned that we are one body with many parts. Every believer matters. God has a place for each of us.
And in week two, we learned that Christian community is essential. Faith was never meant to be lived alone.
In week three, we learned that we are called to bear one another's burdens through fellowship and accountability.
And today, in week four, we learned that spiritual growth in Christ is intentional. Discipleship grows best in community, and growing together produces fruit that strengthens the church. This is why the church still matters.
If you've been trying to follow Jesus on your own, we encourage you to take a step toward community. If you have been disconnected, we encourage you to reconnect. If you have been discouraged, we encourage you to remember that growth takes time and that God is faithful.
Amen. If this teaching encouraged you, please share it with someone who needs encouragement. That simple step can help strengthen someone else's faith.
Thank you for being here. As you continue your walk with Jesus, we invite you to watch one of the videos on your screen. And if this encouraged you, please share it so others may find hope as well.